Good morning. It's Wednesday, 30th of December. Our middle reading today is Malachi chapter 2. I'm going to read to you from Brother Fred Pierce once again. I read. In Psalm 118, verse 22, there is reference to a spiritual building of living people. The stone rejected has become the chief cornerstone of God's house. In apostolic language, believers are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Those words come from Ephesians 2. This aspect of God's house must not be lost sight of as a subsidiary factor in the interpretation of Malachi's words. In fact, it is in this very connection that a word of the prophet is used by Jesus and Paul. He comes suddenly, unexpectedly. So Jesus said of his advent, "It shall be suddenly, coming upon men unawares." But against this surprise, Jesus warns his disciples. Paul quotes these words of the Lord, that his day will come as a thief in the night, and when men say peace and safety, sudden destruction will come. But not for the brethren who are not in darkness that day should overtake you, as he writes in 1 Thessalonians 5. The Lord will be revealed unawares in his temple of living saints. An astonished world, seeing before their eyes that which they have never looked for, although plainly revealed in that word of God, which has been scattered throughout the world in practically every tongue. Where is the God of judgment? Was answered by another question. Who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? Who indeed? None would stand if God were to mark iniquities. Only one man has been able to say, with literal truth, he is near that justifieth me. And who, therefore, could also say, who will contend with me? He put the challenge in other words when he said, which of you convicteth me of sin? None of them could. Neither did his Father, who declared him to be righteous by raising him from the dead. For all others, to be justified is to be forgiven, and to be reckoned righteous thereby in the mercy of God. To borrow some words from Nahum, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. There is a short passage now which deals with Malachi 3. Of those who make up his special treasure, God says, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. The comparison is drawn between the attitude of a father to a good and loyal son and God's attitude to his people. And it is right that we should keep in mind the points of comparison for correct interpretation. But the figure used suggests, though it does not prove, that the spared ones are related to God as sons. With the light thrown backwards by the revelation of the adoption of sons in Christ Jesus, we may discern a fitting beauty in the comparison employed. The revelation of sonship belongs to the fullness of the manifestation of God in a begotten Son. But passages like the one under consideration are hints of the greater privileges which then were yet to be revealed. And so we pray that when the Son is revealed in his glory, we might too share in that glory as adopted sons of Almighty God. Thank you for listening.